Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and you are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show. And thank you all for tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Today, we have some exciting news for Townshippers. After a three-year hiatus, the Townshippers Association is bringing back its popular and beloved event known as the Townshippers Festival. Things are going to run a little bit different this year with a new collaboration with the Stansted Recreational Association. We speak with Paige Frost, a member of the Townshippers team who has been coordinating the festival since June, to get all the details about the event's return and what people can look forward to. Paige, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for joining CIDI to chat all about the Townshippers Festival that's coming up in September. I really appreciate your time.
Of course.
So, Paige, the Townshippers Festival is back after a three-year hiatus. It's a beloved event here in our community. And from my understanding, you have been working on the event over the last couple of months. There must have been some pressure on the group's shoulders knowing how popular and important this event is for Townshippers after a three-year break.
Yeah, I thought it was very important just to come back for the township since it has been away for so long, and everybody, I'm sure, missed it a lot. And coming back together with Stansted doing a big festival together, I thought was great.
Yeah, that was my next question. Like, I know that things are going to run a little bit differently this year with a partnership with the Stansted Recreational Association. So before we get into the details of the festival, why don't you tell us a little bit about how this partnership came about and why Stansted in particular?
Stansted does their September Fest every year, usually on this weekend. And the location was picked to do it in Stansted again this year. And so I think instead of just having two festivals back-to-back, since the Townshippers Festival is usually done the weekend after, I think just putting them together and working together to create just even a bigger festival for more people to come out and see Stansted was the thought.
Now, how will the festival run this year with this new collaboration? How will the festival work exactly?
So we split up a lot of the tasks. We still kept a lot of main things that Townshippers Festival is about. And so we're still going to have our artisans come in, our community groups, our historical groups come in. And so we'll have a tent there. Everybody will be able to go around. They'll be able to buy things made locally in the townships or visit community groups that offer a lot of different services in the townships. And then we'll have Virgin Hill is coming. They're going to put on a little tent, some coffee, some pastries, that sort of thing. And then we also have our entertainment side. We're lucky this year we have Mike Gougou coming to do a couple sets for us. And then we'll have some other entertainers that aren't fully booked yet on the Stansted side of things, since our event takes place from noon until around 4:30. They will take off their event pretty much straight after. They're going to have a supper with sausages and poutine and fries, and then they're going to have a bunch of activities for kids. We have bouncy castles, cotton candy, popcorn. They're looking at getting a caricature come in, and I think they have a zip line set up, so there's a bunch of stuff for the kids, and then they'll have an entertainment for in the evening. They'll have a band, a whole lot of stuff to do to come together.
Yeah, so you're just kind of incorporating the activities that both groups do into one big day.
Yeah, exactly.
And what elements did you want to make sure were included in the festival to reflect the culture and community of the Eastern Townships?
We think it's really important to have the artisans and the community groups come to the event, just because our artisans, for right now, the ones we reached out to are all from Stansted. We're trying to stay in the area as much as possible, but in past we've done ones from out of the area just to see new, maybe local artists or artisans in general that try and promote their work. And for our community groups, it's really important to have our English-speaking community groups there, too, to promote their services, make sure that they stay running and that people know that they can reach out and use those services that are available in the township.
You were speaking to me a lot about what people could see this year, and that was actually my next question, but you provided a lot of detail there. And so I guess I just wanted to ask you, you know, what is the goal with this year's festival after, you know, this 3-year break? What do you hope to accomplish with this festival?
We're hoping to have a really great crowd come out, and I think just bringing the community back together, getting everyone back as one after COVID was a hard time for a lot of people, especially in the community, the little businesses, those type of things, these services, a lot of things were lost. And so having everybody come back together to promote these things once again, I think is what we're aiming for.
Awesome. Now, perhaps you would like to give the details for all those that are listening as to when and where this festival is taking place exactly for those who are interested, because I'm sure there are many.
So the festival is taking place on September 9th in Stansted at the Stone Circle. Our event will start at noon. Our opening ceremonies will start at noon, and then we'll continue until 4:30, and then Stansted will continue, I think, until 10:30 is the time that they go till.
Great. Well, those are the questions that I had for you, Paige. I really just wanted to get some information about this year's event. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that I may have missed in my questions.
That was kind of all I had to mention, I think.
Perfect. Thank you so much again, Paige. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I also had the chance to speak with Michelle Lepitre, head of communications for the Townshippers Association, about the role that the Townshippers Festival has played in the region for almost the last 40 years and what it contributes to the community that is the Eastern Townships. Michelle, I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI all about the Townshippers Association's upcoming Townshippers Festival, which is coming back after a 3-year hiatus. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. I'm really happy to talk to you and to talk about festival again after a few years.
Yeah. Now, Michelle, I had a chance to speak with Paige, who has been working with the Townshippers Association this summer and who has been coordinating the event. So she gave us some details about that. But she's kind of new to the team, so she's still not fully grounded into what this festival really means for our community. So I just wanted to start off by asking, do you know how long this festival has been going on exactly? I know it's something that people always look forward to.
It's been going for about 40 years, you know, give or take a few years in between. Pretty much as long as the Townshippers Association has existed, it's always been one of our main events. It's really a great opportunity to bring townshippers from far and wide back together again. So it's one of our long-standing events.
Now, of course, the Townshippers Association, your raison d'être is really to support the English-speaking community of the Eastern Townships. So what role has this festival played for the English-speaking community of the townships for all of these years? I was wondering if you could maybe highlight that a little bit more for our listeners.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's got a few different roles. I think one is really bringing the community together for like a big festive event. I think that's always a fun thing for people to, you know, have an opportunity to reconnect with even people who've moved away, you know, townshippers who've left the townships but still feel like townshippers in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
They like to come back for this event and you know, see old friends and old places that they remember. But I think it's also a great opportunity for our community to really highlight some of the great things that we have and that we do, some of our, you know, great organizations and institutions that really highlight what the English community has always been all about, you know, supporting each other, getting together. So I think the festival really does a good job of putting that on display.
And from my understanding, some of the kiosks that are there, usually at the Townshippers Festival, some of them are informative. They have like different organizations and services. So I'm sure that also helps townshippers navigate where English speaking townshippers, I should say, navigate where to turn to if they need support in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's a good mix between, you know, the fun, like festive kiosks and also informative kiosks that kind of like help guide English speakers towards the services that are available for them and let them know about services they've maybe never heard of. And all the organizations are really great about having like fun, interesting kiosks that really grab attention. So it's usually a good mix.
Now, why was it important for the Townshipers Association to bring back this festival this year after being on hold for the last few years? You know, it takes a lot of hands to put on these types of things. So why was it so important for everyone to get back together and to bring this to life again for our region?
We always intended to bring it back. It was something that, you know, we just had to put on hold for the time of the pandemic. But I think we did notice, you know, I think everyone noticed it. The pandemic really affected how we interacted with other people. There was like a lot of us felt kind of isolated, and, you know, we really missed these kinds of events that bring us all together. So I think for that reason, it was really important for us to bring the festival back and to make sure that opportunity for people to get together still existed.
And this is just a curiosity of mine. You know, I've spoken with the Townshipers a number of times over the last couple of years. You know, the English-speaking communities in Quebec are facing a lot of changes, you know, with the language law issues that are coming into play here in the province, etc. So I was wondering if also, like, the current context contributed to that and wanting to bring people back together. You know, from my understanding, the English-speaking community has felt, I don't know, kind of let down over the last little while. So I wasn't sure. It was just my curiosity if this played a role as well in wanting to bring this back for people.
Yeah, well, I think one of the nice things in the townships is that we have pretty harmonious relationships between the linguistic groups, you know, mm-hmm. between French and English communities. Traditionally, we've always worked really well together. We like to support each other. It's something that I think it's a sense of pride for our region mm-hmm. that we're able to do that. And I think the festival is a way that we can do that too, because we also like to highlight, you know, the role that the Francophones around us play mm-hmm. for our community, and that they're also part of our community too, you know. So I think it's a way to highlight what works here and focus the good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Michelle, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the festival that you think would be important for people to know.
Paige may have mentioned it, that this year we're doing it in partnership with another popular local festival in Stansted called Septemberfest, and we're really excited to try this sort of new format where we're working with another group who's already hosting an event. And so the festival will look a little bit different, but I think it will be a really nice opportunity for people to gather and also get to know the beautiful community of Stansted, which really has a lot to offer people.
Yes, well, thank you so much again, Michelle, for quickly taking this phone call. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Great to talk to you.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.